Respond to Cleaner Channel.
The Long Beach Post, specifically the Long Beach Business Journal, often shines a light on small businesses, as we should. Not only do small businesses provide more jobs and opportunities, successful small businesses put money back into the community. It's even better when those businesses provide more than just a paycheck and are truly investing into the future of young people. Amber Miller has a new hydrofacial salon called Amber M Aesthetics that is not only helping people maintain their skin, but bringing a community of young people together as they set their sights on their future in business. I'm Jackie Ray, and on this week's episode of The Word, we are going to learn more about Amber Miller, her salon, and why she thinks it's important to give back. Welcome back to The Word. Once again, I'm Jackie Ray. I am excited because I am in downtown Long Beach, brand new, black-owned business. You guys know how I love that. Miss Amber Miller is here with me. I'm excited that she's here. She owns, this is a basically beauty spa, right? You can get your hydrofacials here. Mm-hmm. You can get your nails done here. But on top of that, she has a deeper goal, passion that's coming along with that. So we're going to learn all about that. I'm excited to hear about that. So thank you for joining us, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just talk a little bit about you. When did you first get this passion for beauty?
I was probably about 20 years old. Okay. I would say that's what kind of when I was transitioning to knowing who I am as a person a little bit, because I was kind of a tomboy. Mm-hmm. But when I got a little older, I was like more so into girly things. And then I was just around my mother a lot. She was a makeup artist. So mm-hmm. I was always around that industry, like the beauty industry. She worked at MAC. So it was very popular at the time with me growing up. And that's just naturally like how I just began to love beauty. And at the age of 20, I started just doing my makeup and giving tips to people. And people always wondered what I did with my skin, like what was my routine. And that's just how I went. I was like, you know what? Let me just make a career out of this. And then just being a young woman, I just always wanted to show other young woman that you can do it and it's possible. Like, you don't have to depend on anyone else and you can do something great with yourself.
So most people, when they say, oh, I want a career in beauty, they are thinking about like being a makeup artist, maybe in the for celebrities or in the film industry, or maybe doing hair. But owning your own business is a whole different journey. How did you go from saying I just want a career in this to no, I want to own my own business?
Well, definitely what just inspired me was thinking about my siblings and about young women and showing that they can be their own bosses, their own business owners, to definitely just empower everyone. That was just my vision of seeing that. I just wanted to be bigger. I just wanted to take it bigger. That's what I wanted to do and show that it's possible to everyone around the world, especially young women.
Now, we are in downtown Long Beach. This is prime real estate. Is this your first business?
This is my first business, so I'm very excited. I was nervous, not gonna lie.
Big deal.
Yes, I was nervous, but I'm very excited just to show people, my family, friends, that it's possible, you can do this. And I definitely want to make a big statement. I don't want to just have a business, but there's a purpose, and my purpose is to show everyone, to inspire everyone that I'm around.
Again, you have a bigger mission, and that's to give back to young people. How did you decide, I want to do this with my business, and how are you doing that?
I've been in Long Beach all of my life. I'm a Long Beach native, so I just want to show people that it's possible. I think that's how I'm doing it and giving back into the community, which is me just kind of collaborating with Pacific Gateway with a mentor program. Pacific Gateway is a program that gets young kids their first job, teens, let me say that, their first job. They're in high school. They have no experience. They also have parents that are not making the best
Incomes.
Mm-hmm. And then they just want their first job experience, and also just teaching them the ropes of life and giving them good advice and making sure they're, doing good in school.
So when you decided to do this mentorship program and you brought these young people in, who are, by the way, we will meet shortly, a few of them shortly. When you decided to do that, did you think back on some of the people that inspired you when you were their age as well? And that, did you think, I want to give back in the same way that people have given to me?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't have too many role models growing up, and I've spoken to the young ladies in my program, and they don't have role models either. So I definitely want to be that for them, and I definitely want to give that to them because it's important, it's vital growing up to have someone to look up to. My aunt was my person that I look up to, so that's definitely a big thing for me.
So what are the some of the ways outside of just the business? Obviously, I'm sure you're teaching them how to run a business, how to manage the books, things of that nature. But just as a young woman, I think just going through society sometimes as a woman, it just hits a little different. How are you helping them navigate that as well?
Just talking to them, I think that's very important. I always tell them communication is key. It's very important. Any questions that they have, I'm here to answer them for them. I just talk to them. We keep an open dialogue. So,
So what's a regular day when your young people come in?
well, they have opening and closing duties because I want to give them the most real experience for a job. So I've created like a employee handbook for them, opening and closing duties, so that way when they get out of the program, they'll know what to expect when they get in the real world and get a job outside of the program.
It's a very beautiful space.
Thank
It is.
you.
And so how do you, at 32, first business, how do you get the capital to start this business?
It's always been a dream of mine. So I've kind of already had it all mapped out, manifested everything. So that was important for me. It was always like a dream of mine. So God, God, definitely. And savings. That's what really like helps me out a lot.
All right. Well, this is great. If you don't mind, I would love to meet some of the young people.
Denaya Walker is one of the young women working with Amber Miller. She is the salon's social media manager and wanted the job for one very understandable reason.
I kept complaining to my mom that I needed money and I wanted a job. So she found a program and signed me up.
Okay. And then did you know that you wanted to work in the beauty industry, or were you just looking for something that paid?
Pretty much just something that paid and that could help me start and learn to own my own business.
You want to own your own business as well?
Yes.
Do you know in what capacity, like what field you want it to be?
I want to do photography or directing. Also, Amber gives like life experiences. Like if we need to talk about something, she's there and you could just, she's easy to talk to. Like you could talk to her, she gives you advice and stuff like that.
Does that make you feel a security that you maybe didn't feel before?
Yeah, like it's better to have someone to talk to than no one to talk to at all. So it makes it like everything easier.
She's easier to talk to than your parents sometimes?
A little bit.
That's good. That's got to be reassuring, and you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Win-win, right?
Yeah.
Amber Miller has a very shy group of students from Pacific Gateway, which is probably a really good thing because it allows them to go on this new journey in life together from a similar starting point, which is something Daphne Carrasco is truly taking advantage of.
Before, although I did want to work, it was something I was very nervous about and scared of, especially, socializing with people and getting to know new people. But after like my first day of being here, I felt much more relaxed knowing them. I felt comfortable here, so it's something that feels easy to me now.
That's great. Do you think you felt a
Yeah,
little bit shy before you started this?
definitely. I feel like it has definitely helped me sort of get out of my shell, and it still is because I've been trying new things, and they've been helping me, like be able to reach out to like new people or find new ways to communicate with other people outside of those that I already know.
The impact Amber Miller is having on these students is abundantly clear. But for a lot of us, we might be asking one simple question. What is a hydrafacial?
So a hydrafacial is one of the best facials you can get, especially if you're not into skincare a lot and you don't get facials. It cleanses your skin and exfoliates your skin and does some extractions, like very gentle extractions, which are like getting the congestion, like blackheads, whiteheads out of your skin, and also hydrates your skin. So it's very good, but at the same time when it's doing all of that, it's it has serums for every step. And it also includes a chemical peel, so it has like a bunch of active ingredients that are good for your skin.
Amber M Aesthetics is open 7 days a week. To learn more, you can follow Amber on Instagram at Amber M Aesthetics. And if you have a child you think might benefit from the Pacific Gateway Mentorship Program and Youth Services, you can visit them online at pacific-gateway.org. Once again, I'm Jackie Ray. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, if you have to speak a word, make it a good one.